Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover
across our university city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Record numbers of young people are experiencing mental health problems, yet many face stigma and discrimination when they try to get help. That's according to the UK's leading charity fighting for young people's mental health. The latest research from Young Minds was conducted with almost 14,000 young people. 35% of them said they'd had that kind of negative experience when seeking support, and that included people like teachers, GPs and other professionals. Now we're joined on the line now by Aaliyah, who is at school in Cambridge, and also Deirdre Kehoe, who's Director of Training and Services at Young Minds. Morning to you both.
Good morning.
Aaliyah, have I got your name right? Because I'm sometimes a bit rubbish at getting these things if I don't actually check first.
Yeah, my name's Aaliyah.
Aaliyah. See, it was a choice of two. And me being me, of course, I managed to choose the wrong one. I even checked with my wife, who's a teacher, and I thought she'd know anyway. Good to speak to you both. Aaliyah, what's your story?
So for me, I started kind of struggling with a lot with my mental health when I moved from primary school to secondary school. And I think initially I was very much thought that it was fine and that I'd be wasting people's time if I kind of went and spoke to people. And that kind of just meant it got really like a lot worse over the years. And during that time I did try and get help, but didn't have good experiences. Yeah.
That's interesting. So first of all, it was, they're not going to be interested anyway. And then when you did look and seek and get the help, the experience that you got back again wasn't a particularly good one. Deirdre, is this typical of the kind of stories that you hear at Young Minds?
Unfortunately, it is, Julian. I mean, we would say over the last few years, attitudes towards children and young people's mental health has come a long way. So today we're more likely to talk about mental health than in the past, and we're far more likely to believe mental health is as important as physical health. But whilst there has been some positives, there's still loads of work to do, and the number of young people needing mental health support is growing every day, but too many are facing the barriers that Aaliyah and others talk about when they seek support. So whether that's the response they get from an adult, so some adults are unsure of what to do or worried they'll make the situation worse, or simply are dismissive and you know, that young person feels that they haven't really done anything or made a positive step, or it can indeed be the long NHS waiting list. Unfortunately, it is a really constant battle for young people just to feel heard.
Yeah, they're kind of the problems at the sounds of it at every turn. Aaliyah, I was interested that you were saying that it was between primary school and secondary school where your mental health issues first began to emerge. We were chatting on the programme a couple of weeks ago. There was the Colour Run. I don't know if you heard about this. It took place at Milton, and basically it just seems like a giant excuse to throw paint at each other. But the serious point behind that was to help people who were going through the kind of thing, because going from primary school to secondary school is a scary experience. It's a long, quite a few years ago for me now, but I still remember that feeling of going, when you just used to walk around the corner of the school and all of a sudden you had to go on a bus, go 6 miles, get off this ginormous place, and it's a frightening experience.
I definitely agree. It was kind of going from like somewhere fairly small to somewhere massive, and I feel like that also just kind of exacerbated maybe other underlying things that were going on. Yeah, it's massive experience.
Did you think it was there anyway, and that was, if you like, the moving of schools was what brought it out?
I feel like it kind of was just another thing to kind of cope with, and quite a big change as well.
Yeah, no, it's a difficult one. Deirdre, when in terms of, you know, for somebody like Aaliyah, who is the best person to approach? You know, you would think if there's, I don't know, if it's a friendly relative or if it's a teacher, but it's the matter, I guess, of getting everybody on board with what to say and how to help.
Exactly, Julian. And I suppose the positive in this is that so many people can help. So that could be a parent. And at Young Minds, we have a parents' helpline. So if there's any parents out there who are concerned about the mental health of their young person, please give us a ring. So it can be a parent. It can be just another trusted adult in a young person's life. That might be an auntie or an uncle or somebody in their youth group that they attend, a whole range of people. But then again, we look at the systems around them. So schools, colleges, whether that's primary or secondary, many schools at the moment have a counsellor. We know not enough. So we know that infrastructure needs to be built more so that when teachers, and we know, for example, Julian, in the east of England, teachers recently have told us that about 45% of their students, they think, are still feeling the impact of the pandemic on their mental health. And they believe the same number of students have developed health anxiety in the time. So the teachers are seeing this in their classroom. It's really important that they and the school staff more generally are equipped to step in and help and support that young person. And then, of course, you've got the NHS waiting lists, which are incredibly long at the moment. So there was about 240,000 young people referred to children and adolescent mental health services in the first quarter of this year. That's half of the whole of last year's number. So there is a huge pressure on the system at the moment.
And as we know from elsewhere, the waiting lists aren't going down, are they?
They're not going down, unfortunately. And that's why Young Minds has recently launched a campaign called End the Wait, to kind of encourage the government in their new 10-year plan to think about all those different aspects. So think about absolutely NHS waiting lists and the way the system is supporting those young people, but also to look at education, look at schools. And we would really love to see the setup of local hubs in every community, so young people have somewhere to go when they're first starting to feel that maybe something isn't right. Because we know that if young people get help early, it's the most effective thing that can happen.
And this idea of having counsellors actually in school is something which was never really a thing, back in my day. And it does, it's a start, I guess. It's somebody who's, if you like, part of the school system, but not, which is possibly sometimes useful, because the problem is, could be the school, and we don't,
It could be, Julian, but I suppose having a counsellor is an amazing resource that about half the schools in the country have. But it can be anyone in the school, and we often hear from young people that it's maybe the person in the office, if they're in late, but if they find it really hard to get in the mornings, who give them a positive welcome and make them feel better about themselves instead of feeling bad and adding more pressure into maybe being late for school and getting into trouble. It can be a sports teacher that they develop a relationship with over time, that they really trust. It's just finding someone to talk to that they trust.
Go first.
I was just going to say, today being World Mental Health Day, at Young Minds, we're running Hello Yellow, and that's really encouraging people to wear yellow, all adults and young people, to wear yellow, just to show that we stand in solidarity with those young people. We really are here for them, and we want them to get the care and support that they need.
Can I say, typical journalist, I was about to interrupt you to ask you about the thing I was interrupting you to prevent you from saying, so I'm glad, I'm glad we mentioned Hello Yellow. Do you both have yellow on this morning?
I do.
Oh, what you got?
Elliot, you want to go first?
I have a yellow shirt on underneath, my jumper, but yeah.
You need a jumper this morning, that's for sure. Deirdre, are you doing it as well? I guess you have to,
absolutely. I've got the yellow earrings, the yellow jumper, the yellow boots, everything that I can find and my children have in their house is on me right now.
Perfect. And yellow is a bright, cheerful colour. So we need that at all times, not just on World Mental Health Day.
And of course, everyone in Cambridge can do the same. So we would really love if people could grab just today something from the wardrobe that's yellow, make a small donation to Young Minds of £2, and just show their support for young people at this really difficult time.
That is a very, very good plan. Deirdre, Elia, thank you very much both for joining us this morning on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cambridge 105 Radio.